WQK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Find out what's going on in the world, the state, and in your own backyard. This is a Civic Media Network News Update.
Good morning. It's 8 a.m. I'm Luke Mathers, and here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The American-led United Nations Command says it started talks with North Korea about a soldier from Wisconsin who ran across the demilitarized zone last week. Pentagon spokesperson Sabrina Singh says all levels of government are reaching out to Pyongyang.
All I can tell you is that we know that the DPRK has Private King in custody. In terms of his whereabouts, in terms of his health, I'm just not sure. We can't speak to that right now.
Singh was on Upfront on Channel 12 in Milwaukee yesterday. Private Travis King is from Racine. He was supposed to board a plane bound for Fort Bliss, Texas last week. Wisconsin colleges and universities are attracting education students, but the state is struggling to retain graduates in the teaching field. Stuart J. Waddles with more.
The Wisconsin Department of Public Instruction found in 2021, the state had close to 5,400 graduates earning teaching degrees. However, only around 3,600 of those graduates chose to become teachers in Wisconsin. According to Pew Research, only 16 to 18% of Wisconsin teachers are under the age of 30. Education programs around the state are working to address these problems. In 2020, UW-Madison launched the Teacher Pledge. The pledge offers to pay costs such as in-state tuition and licensing fees for education students if they commit to teach in Wisconsin for 3 to 4 years after graduation. The UW School of Education is hoping the state program can serve as a model for other schools and the state. Stuart J. Waddles, Civic Media News.
There's help available for farmers struggling because of the drought. Farmers in 27 counties across southern Wisconsin are eligible for disaster aid. The region saw 8 or more straight weeks of drought conditions during the growing season. Farmers who can qualify get emergency credit and loans. The U.S. Department of Agriculture is taking applications until March 18th. Real estate is a seller's market right now. As Terry Bell reports, there's a bill in the works in Congress to level the playing field for buyers.
Wisconsin Senator Tammy Baldwin says she's working on a bill to crack down on tax breaks for big real estate investors. Baldwin says out-of-state operators are buying up many single-family homes, crowding many working families out of the market. The National Realtors Association says about 13% of homes bought 2 years ago nationwide were bought by large institutional buyers. Right now, when large investors or private equity firms buy several properties, they can deduct part of that on their federal taxes. Baldwin's bill would cap such deductions at 50 properties. Terry Bell, Civic Media News.
Federal grant money is on its way to preserve outdoor areas throughout Wisconsin. The state is set to receive just shy of $5 million through the Land and Water Conservation Fund. And that's what Wisconsin needs to know. I'm Luke Mathers, and this is Civic Media News.
With news on WAUK The Shaw, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. A man police say was suffering a mental breakdown led to a SWAT response in Delavan yesterday. The tactical situation unfolded after the man barricaded himself inside of a room at the Super 8 Motel. The Walworth County Sheriff's Office called in the SWAT team, and while the situation is resolved, further details are yet to be disclosed. Amid the discovery of hazardous levels of the cancer-causing chemical trichloroethylene in one of the buildings at the Glendale Lydell Apartments, the property owner has committed to covering relocation costs. Following the evacuation of 6 affected units in the building, Cypress Bayshore residential say that they've offered to move the impacted residents to their other properties or provide them with $500 to facilitate relocation elsewhere. With news on WAUK The Shaw, I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
The Brewers fall to the Braves. Good morning, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers had a one-run lead, but lost to the Braves 4-2. Milwaukee reliever Elvis Peguero giving up a 3-run homer in the 8th. Earlier that inning, a collision in shallow right field between the Brewers' second baseman Bryce Terang and newcomer Sal Frelick.
Back is Terang coming in. Frelick, look out! Collision! Who's got it? Terang has the ball. Both on the ground, these two rookies. It's an out. The inning is over, and let's just hope they're all right.
Brian Anderson, Bally Sports, Wisconsin. After the game, we spoke to Bryce Terang.
We're just going hard after the ball, trying to get an out, and I'm glad he's okay. I'm glad I'm okay, and just, make the play.
After being called up from the minors Friday night, right fielder Sal Frelick had the best debut in team history since Sixto Lescano in 1974. In a thrilling 4-3 win over the Braves Saturday night, I asked Frelick if he took a moment to look around knowing he'd finally arrived.
I think it kind of first settled in, I think, top of the ninth there when I went back out and kind of heard my name getting chanted and Acuna. It was just like the whole entire experience right there. I was like, I couldn't even believe I was in the same field. And
so the Braves, with the best record in baseball, win the series, the first series loss for the Brewers since June. Braves manager Brian Snitker.
It's always tough here. They do a great job in this organization in identifying players, and usually it's going to be fun games because they're going to be close.
Craig Counsell, after playing three close games against the Braves.
You know, that team's going to play in October. We want to earn the right to play them again.
The Brewers now with just a half game lead over the Reds in the NL Central. They open a three-game series tonight against Cincinnati. First pitch at 7:10. In golf, despite the rain and the wind Sunday, American Brian Harman won the British Open, shooting 13 under par, six shots ahead of the pace.
It was Armageddon. It was bad.
It was Harman's second win on the tour and his first major.
I haven't historically done very good in the rain. It's just always bugged me. So I was really proud of the way that I struck the ball in the rain today.
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup. Mondays 8 to 9, Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram on 540 AM WAUK.
You know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold. 1993 to 1999, and again 2001 to 2003. What you're about to hear is about more than just football. It's about life. This is Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger. Now, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram.
Good morning, Wisconsin. Wipe the dust out your eyes. Earl, I can't see you, but I can hear you.
Well, you know, it's Monday, and you know, we got to work through some technical things, but even I sound kind of strange right now. I don't know what's going on, but anyway, we'll work through it. What's going on, man?
Same old, man. Different day. Same old.
Yeah. So you were doing what you do, putting on the miles. This weekend. Where were you this weekend, man?
Oh man, I touring Wisconsin as usual, man. You know, I was in Waukesha, then I had to run up to La Crosse, and Friday, Saturday, then Sunday, I had a football camp in Galesville, Wisconsin.
Where's Galesville, Wisconsin, man?
It's probably 20 minutes outside of La Crosse.
You know, man, I got to tell you, man, you need all them cars. 'Cause how many miles you put on probably, you know, during the summer? You all over the state, man. You spend more time in the state of Wisconsin than you do in Michigan, don't you?
Absolutely. I tell everybody I'm a half resident. I'm a week in Wisconsin, a week at home. Yeah. Sometimes.
Well, listen,
sometimes,
man.
Sometimes more than that in Wisconsin.
Man, a lot of stuff to talk about, and we want you to excuse us as we deal with some technical difficulties this morning. We've got Calvin working on it, so he'll get it all worked out. Gilbert, I want to begin, man, with running backs, man. NFL running backs. And there was a time, Gilbert, when the running backs were more valuable than the quarterbacks in the NFL. I remember those times. You probably don't, but I do.
I never seen a running back more important than a quarterback. Never.
Never.
Even if the quarterback sucked, I did not see that. That must have been, wherever you saw that, must have been before Braille or whatever.
Hey, man. Hey, I'm just, you know, I remember, you know, in the 60s and the, did I say that, man?
Yes, you did.
In the 60s. I said that, didn't I? On the air. But anyway.
You sure did.
when the Central Division was caught three yards in a cloud of dust. When they would hand the football off the first two times to the running back, and then on third down, if they didn't make it, the quarterback would throw a five-yard out. You know, I remember those days, man. So your running backs were your stars. You know, Jim Brown and those kind of guys, man. There was a time when that did occur, Gilbert. You know, like I said, a little bit before your time. But now that running back seems to have lost his value. Why?
Well, you gotta understand it's a quarterback driven league now. You know, everybody wants to see that ball in the air. You know? And the offenses have changed. That's, you know, I think that was the turn of the century when they started the West Coast offense. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Put the ball in the air. Put the ball in the air. You know what I mean? So, you know, it's a pecking order. I mean, it goes from that, and you know, they phased out the fullback. You know?
Yeah, it's true.
You know, it's just a different. It's a different evolvement of the league.
Well, you know, Gilbert, and they also changed the rules to coincide with that, to make it easier. Can it be easier? To make it easier for, you know, the blocking schemes and all of those things, you know, the things that you used to be able to get away with, you can't get away with anymore. On the defensive side of the ball, is it safe to say that?
Well, you know, if you look at the evolve of the offensive linemen, there used to be big monsters,
right? Maulers,
500 pound guys. Now they're more athletic guys that can pass block and wall you off. You know what I'm saying? So it's each position is changing, man. I mean, even at my position when I was there, I mean, we had some big bruises in there, but now you got the real athletic, get up the field type guys. You know, that where you ain't got to hold the double team for the linebacker. You know, now you got to just get upfield and create havoc.
But Gilbert, at the same time, the running back still has to take a beating.
Yep.
I mean, the running back takes a beating. There is no fullback.
Yeah, they'll bring that tight end down and play that position, you know, and then get him out so he can pass too. But everybody got to understand a good running back's life expectancy in the NFL is 5 to 6 years. After that, you're on decline.
So the running backs right now, Gilbert, Saquon Barkley, and even you can look at the running back for. Who was the running back for the Minnesota Vikings? How can I forget?
Adrian Peterson.
No, Delvin Cook.
Delvin Cook.
That's yeah, right. Cook. And you've got, you know, some of these other great running backs in the league right now. And Gilbert, they're upset because their value has diminished. And they're saying, well, what did we do for our value to diminish? We take this pounding, and you and I were talking earlier, and you said, well, they can't give them a lot of money because they know they're going to be injured. Or that, you know, you can give them five years at tops, and then their career's over, so they're not going to ever be able to receive what I think is a reasonable salary. They get paid less than everybody else, Gilbert.
That running back position is a hazardous position, period.
Well, yeah, they got Gilbert Brown after him. You know what I mean? They got a bounty on their backsides.
Oh yeah, they take a pounder, man, and after 5 or 6 years, the pounding gets worse on a back that's got some yards on it. You know what I'm saying? And you see them losing a step, or they not running as hard as they used to. I mean, it depends on the individual, man.
Hey, Gilbert, you said they're not running as hard as they used to. Now, they've got all these coaches watching every step they take, right? And they can tell if you're not hitting that hole as quick as you used to.
Yeah.
And they got a guy sitting over on the bench, and you said this before, who is willing. He don't have it. He hasn't been fed yet, right? And so he wants to eat too. And he's willing to hit that hole full speed.
Yeah, he's willing to hit that hole, but guess what? You still paying that back all that money. You see what I'm saying?
The one that won't hit the hole.
Yeah. You still paying this dude a boatload of money, so you better put him out there and get what you can, or you know you're about to get rid of him and start featuring this other back.
Okay, so the conversation in Lambeau and in Green Bay is the Packers have the best dual running back tandem in football. A.J. Dillon and Jones. Well, this might be the last year that they have both of them, because A.J. Dillon said he's not getting what he's worth, and Jones is upset because he had to take a pay cut. So how do they get around that?
Either give them their money or let them go.
Well, you know they're not going to give them the money, right?
No, they ain't going to give them the money. But it's always, you know, you look at what you had and what you're going to get. You know what I'm saying? They always think they can bring another guy in and make a star out of them. And sometimes they make a boo-boo, and then sometimes they wish they would have paid the guy. But here, you know, it's too, just like we had the conversation before about the running backs coach was fussing that, not fussing, was telling AJ he wasn't running like
that. Yeah, as hard as he used to.
You know what I'm saying? That's the thing now, like, either you're going to stay with us and take this less money, but we're going to put this bad report out on you, so if you do test the market, you're going to have a problem now.
Wow, man. Come on. So, Gilbert, we got to talk a little bit more about that on the other side. Our phone lines are open, as always, at 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. Under the Helmet with the Grave Digger on the Earl Ingram Show. We'll be right back.
It's summertime in Wisconsin, and whatever the weather, it will impact you and your plans.
Should I water the garden? Will our event be rained out? Count on your local Civic Media radio station for in-depth details and the most up-to-date forecast.
Temperatures are rising into the mid and upper 70s under sunny skies.
It's your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup.
Yes, that's awesome.
Starting at 6 AM, Up North News, 8 to 10, The Earl Ingram Show. Mondays, 8 to 9, Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crute. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show on 540 AM WAUK.
For over a century, AM radio has evolved to meet the needs of our community. More than 80 million listeners depend on AM radio each month. It's also the backbone of the emergency alert system, keeping us safe in dangerous times. A new bill in Congress would ensure this free, reliable service remains in cars. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress to support the AM Radio for Every Vehicle Act.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to 4 messages a month, and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
You are never far away from your favorite local radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app, and we invite you to get social with us by following our network's Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook pages. Want even more? CivicMedia.us.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. A blend of clouds and sun today with a high of 86. North winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Partly cloudy skies tonight. Lows level off around 64. Mainly sunny skies and calm tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 88. Low 90s Wednesday with a chance for scattered storms. Warmer Thursday with highs in the mid-90s. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 66 degrees.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup. Starting at 6 AM, Up North News, 8 to 10, The Earl Ingram Show on 540 AM WAUK. Drink a rack. Have D, y'all, in the
house. Once again, make you comfortable. All right, welcome back to The Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. It's 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. It's Under the Helmet with the Grave Digger. And you know what, Gilbert?
Yo.
You got to get some different music, man.
What are you talking about?
Hey,
number
man.
Number one, that's good music. And number two, Calvin is the DJ.
Hey, Calvin.
I need to get some fresh inspiration for Gilbert. I'll concede that I've been kind of stuck on the same songs.
All right. Hey, so Gilbert, so anyway, that running back, I was looking at this man, and this is amazing to me. The running back is the only position where the franchise tag has gotten less. All the other franchise tag numbers have gone up. So 6 years ago, back in 2017, the running back franchise tag figure was $12.1 million. For people who don't know, what do they mean by franchise tag, Gilbert?
Well, franchise tag means that if you're going through a contract dispute or you haven't reached the numbers on both sides and the season is coming up, then they put that on you so that you can, they still got you under contract. You still can play. This is the payment that we got to pay you because that's across the board.
That's on average. That's an average across the board.
That's across the board until you come up with your agreed upon contract.
So they still
got you tied up.
So, in other words, you can't sit out, which is what players used to do.
You can,
but you don't get paid.
Back, you still don't get that same number.
Oh no!
You sit out because you kind of make them give you that contract.
And this way they protect themselves.
Yeah, you're not taking that money. You feel that you are worth more than that.
Right.
I am not coming on that field until y'all give me the money. And, oh, you got some guys that just love the game. And they're going to say, okay, I'll just take this and play, and we'll figure it out next time we come up to the table.
You know, man, I was looking at the average quarterback So it's $10 million is what that franchise tag is for running backs. That's down $2 million from 2017. Quarterbacks, their 2017 franchise tag was $32.4 million. Was $21.2 million since 2017. That's risen to $32.4 million in 2023. Wide receivers, $15.6 million is what their franchise tag is in 2017. That's up to $19.7 million in 2023. Offensive linemen, their tag was $14.2 in 2017. That's up to $18.2. Defensive ends was $16.9 in 2017. That's up to $19.7 million in 2023. And cornerbacks, $14.2 million in 2017 is up to $18.1 million in 2023. Now, what has occurred, Gilbert, is the running backs have come together, and they were in a Zoom meeting the other day, including Aaron Rodgers, and the NFL didn't like it because they were trying to see if there was something they could do collectively, you know, short of, you know, to force this change. And some of the conversations was injury. Well, I'm injured, I can't play. But they're not in a position of strength, are they?
No, not at all. Because the owners rule the world in football.
I know, you always say that, man.
They rule the world, though. So, and they are not going to lose money. They are not, period.
Well, they're not losing money anyway.
If you don't like it, we're going to go get somebody else. that is the number, sir.
It doesn't matter if your name is Shaquan Barkley?
Don't matter, dog.
It doesn't matter?
It don't matter.
It doesn't matter if your name is Aaron Jones?
It don't matter, dog. Because number one, on everybody's list, the quarterback is king. Period. Everybody else is second fiddle. Now, if quarterbacks got together and said this, oh, wait. Come on now. But the running backs, no, they don't care. We'll get another guy that want to play for some money.
And their running backs, there's a truckload of running backs. I mean, running backs come out of college. They're everywhere, right?
Truckload. You get a drunk off the street almost.
Hey, man.
He gonna come downhill on you.
Hey, man. You know, man, that's funny, man, but it's kind of heartbreaking if you got guys playing running back now.
And, you know what? We could joke and laugh about stuff, man, but in the real world, it sucks, man, because a running back can be the heart and soul of your offense. He can make things go.
Right.
But the quarterback is still king because he orchestrates everything.
You know, Gilbert.
Now, if the quarterbacks stick together with these running backs, something might can happen. But right now, no.
Listen, we've got to go to a break. 844-967-2789 is the number. Under the Helmet with the Grave Digger on the Earl Ingram Show. We'll be right back.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News on 540 AM WAUK.
CBS News Brief. Texas governor is daring to go to court over the Department of Justice order to remove a floating migrant barrier in the Rio Grande by this afternoon. CBS's Skylar Henry.
Governor Abbott tweeted, Texas has the sovereign authority to defend our border, adding the tragic humanitarian crisis on the border was created because of President Biden's refusal to secure it.
A record-setting heat wave still plagues the nation. The Weather Channel's Jim Cantore.
Take Wednesday, for example, 242 million over 90 degrees. I mean, that's two-thirds of the nation. So that tells you where we're going with all this. Some may cool off from time to time.
The Barbie movie spins box office gold, and this fan gets it.
I'm really excited the direction that it's going as far as, like, the commentary it wants to make and just the production behind it. Like, Margot Robbie is just phenomenal.
Barbie sold $155 million worth of tickets. Combined with Oppenheimer's $80 million plus, it was the biggest weekend of the year at the movies. CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
Thanks for listening to your local Civic Media radio station. Learn more on our website, civicmedia.us.
With news on WAUK The Shaw, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. A Milwaukee police officer didn't do anything wrong in a February shooting that left a man dead. The DA says Officer Kevin Hansen was justified when he shot and killed Herman Lucas near 91st and Silver Spring in February. Lucas first fled in a vehicle, then ran away, and despite repeated commands to drop a weapon, he refused and even picked it up after dropping it, leading to the fatal outcome. Briggs & Stratton is in search of a new CEO as Steve Andrews, who led the company since emerging from bankruptcy 3 years ago, has departed for personal reasons. The Wauwatosa-based company has named Christina Cerniglia as the interim CEO. During Andrews' tenure, Briggs & Stratton diversified its product lines, but also experienced layoffs and production shutdowns in specific areas. With news on WAUK The Shaw, I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
Living happily ever after isn't always a reality. If you're over 50 and are considering divorce, attorney Andrea Gage with the Everson Law Firm can provide the guidance you need. Andrea focuses on silver divorces, the kind that get more complicated over time and present unique challenges. A family, multiple properties, significant assets. Andrea and the team at Everson Law have the experience to protect your interests. Call Everson Law to set up an appointment with Andrea today. It's never too late to be happy. Everson Law, 920-435-3734.
Attention, Wisconsin veterans.
Hello, I'm Tony Evers, the governor of Wisconsin. If you are a veteran struggling to pay for rent, utilities, or other life-sustaining services, I want you to know that the Veterans Rental Assistance Program is here to help. You have already made a most noble sacrifice. You shouldn't have to continue doing so. We are here to support you. The Veterans Rental Assistance Program was created by and for people living in Wisconsin, with benefit approvals being issued to veterans in just days, not months. It's never easy to ask for assistance, but rest assured, we're here to help. You've always been there for us. We want you to know that we're here for you. Call 833-WISVRAP. That's 833-947-8727. Or visit VRAPWI.com. On behalf of the state of Wisconsin, thank you.
Larry, it's your mom. Did you know the Civic Media Network covers the whole state of Wisconsin? They can help your business get the word out, whether you want to reach a smidge of folks or just want the whole kit and caboodle. Call 608-819-8255. Okay then, bye.
This Sunday is the Black-owned Summer Marketplace downtown in Deer District from 12 p.m. to 5 p.m. Enjoy food trucks, vendors, and a live DJ, all while supporting local Black-owned businesses. Learn...
Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. Under the helmet with the grave digger is in full effect. Gilbert, man, Gilbert, when you played in college, How much did they pay you a year?
Let me see. 12 divided by 14, carry the 1, 0.
Hey, man. I remember the conversations that were had going back many years about whether or not they should pay college players. And the argument always was, no, they're getting a college degree.
Travesty. NCAA was hitting everybody upside the head. If my mama didn't send me $50 a month, and I had to take that $50 and make a stretch that whole month, if she didn't send me that, I would have been in trouble.
They had the fans agreeing, Gilbert, with the colleges that it would be a big mistake if we paid the college players, because then they would become pro players.
Earl, and you about to get me to start cussing.
But we know this is what happened.
Here's the thing. They pulled the wool over the fans' eyes, man. They pulled the wool over their eyes.
Okay.
They don't tell you how much they make.
Oh, yeah.
They don't tell you what they get. I mean, let's take, for instance, it was a football game. College football game. On PlayStation or whatever, Xbox, whatever you was playing. Well, they was using the player's likeness.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And everything. And they getting paid on top of all the other stuff, ticket sales and butts and seats and all that other stuff. And you can't kick over a little bit to the guy you using? Because we gave you a scholarship.
Yeah.
Shut up and take it.
You know, Gilbert, if you think about just the game between Michigan and Ohio State, either in Michigan or in Ohio State, with a stadium that seats well over 106,000.
Let's just say 110.
Yeah, 110,000. And I don't know, Gilbert, but I got to think tickets for a college football game like that.
You know, Earl, no. Let's just say the ticket costs $20.
Oh, come
on. Can you do $20 times 110,000? then they're gonna wanna eat, then they're gonna wanna drink, then they're gonna wanna do this, that, or the other. Then they're charging you sponsorship in the stadium.
Parking.
And you can't get these boys nothing.
Hey, Gilbert. A beer, $16. You know, I mean, the truth.
A hot dog, $18.
Yeah, you know, man, all those years that the players did not get compensated, and they had the fans saying, we don't want the college players getting paid because they become pro players. And they got away with that.
They're good with that, Earl. They got away with that. But here, let's take this in consideration now. The players that are getting paid now, what are they doing? The most majority is staying in school because now they're getting paid and they ain't got to worry about, oh, I got to get out because I got to take care of my family. Oh, I got to get out because of my mom and them sick and I got to pay these bills. Now they're getting paid. They gonna say, hey man, we can get this money, and then when we get out, we got that money.
You know, Gilbert.
But why run to
it? I bet you that people listening right now who agreed that college players shouldn't get paid. Now, and there are probably people listening now who didn't even know that college players can now get paid. Right?
Yeah.
And so let's look at in football. The highest paid college football player right now is Peyton Manning's nephew, Archie Manning's son. And for those of you who don't know who Archie Manning is the father of Peyton Manning. And what's the other guy's name to play for New York?
Eli
Manning. So his youngest, or his grandson, is a freshman quarterback for the University of Texas, and he's a freshman, and he's getting $3.8 million per year. He's the highest paid college player.
Ain't Buster great yet.
No. And so I wonder what people's thoughts are. And I know back in my day, people were certainly against and opposed to that. But what are your thoughts today? 844-967-2789. Are you opposed to college football players being paid? Gilbert, go ahead.
Let me break it down to you, Earl. Let me break it down to you, because people don't really understand. You got a scholarship. You got a 3 or 4 year scholarship. You got your books taken care of. You got your food taken care of. You got all this taken care of, right? You got that scholarship. Shut up and play the game. No. There's other factors into this. And that's what they need to understand. These kids come from nothing. Okay, we got all that. Now you using me to enrich or have your school. And let's just say your player is supposed to pay back for that scholarship. Man, do you see how much that school is making off of you? And you can't pay these kids nothing? And now they're there, but they gotta have clothes. They got to have a social life with food and everything like that. They want to go do this, that, and the other. And they can't do that because they don't have the money.
So Gilbert, let's go to the phone lines and Gary from Sussex. Good morning to you, Gary. What are your thoughts?
Well, my thoughts are my son went to Marquette University with a full scholarship for running track and field and cross country. And he never got paid anything. And, you know, when you start paying somebody $3 million, you just got out of high school and you're getting $3 million, it's going to screw you up. You know, remember Johnny Manziel? That guy was, you know, that guy had social problems. The guy was a complete idiot. I think you need to mature. And I think going to college teaches you to grow up, because you're living at home and now you're going to college. My son lived in a stinky dorm for 5 years, and it was terrible.
Hey, Gary, and you financially were well off enough that you could assist your son. Everybody's not like that.
Yeah, but the fact is, you don't need to live like drive around in a Corvette or something like that when you're in college.
Okay, so Gilbert wants to respond to you, man. Gilbert?
I feel your pain, sir. I really do. But I was in that same position. I was in that same position. And like I said before, my mama only gave me $50 to last me for a whole month. To do something, to try to do something. Now, when there's a cat out there that don't even get the $50 from home, what is he supposed to do? How is he supposed to live when this college is making $2-3 million off of his likeness? Like you have no say so anymore. It's like they got you strapped to do what they want you to do. How are you supposed to be a man? But with somebody telling you what to do, do you understand that part of it?
Gilbert, the last 150 years, kids went to college and they did sports. They made it through. You made it through. These kids do not need to get paid $3 million just coming out of high school. That is totally ridiculous. And my son got a job. He had to get 12 credits, plus he ran 150 miles a week, plus he ended up getting a job. You know, he worked at the Al McGuire Center as a greeter. You know, now they paid him like
okay. Gilbert wants Gilbert wants to respond, man.
That's that. I mean, each sport is different. Here's the thing: in football, you can't get a job. They don't let you get a job because they take your time. If you're not practicing, if you're not in class, you got study hall because they got to make sure you make your grades. So when do we have time to go get a job?
Well, and it's even to me, Gilbert, it's not even about the job. It's about the fact that the universities were making all of this money and all of these guys aren't going pro.
Yeah, okay. You got to take care of your family. Now you got a chance to take care of your family now because you might not go pro. What do you say to that one, sir?
Well, obviously, what is it? Maybe 5% end up going pro or something like that?
No, not that many.
And the life, okay, maybe 2%. And then what is the lifespan of a football player? What, 3.5 years, correct, Gilbert?
Yep.
Three and a half years is the average length of a football player. Okay, fine. Yeah. You know, welcome to the real world. You know, I never made $3 million or $20 million a year. I worked every single day in my life since I've been 5 years old.
Okay. You didn't make millions of dollars for university. These guys are making tens of millions of dollars and hundreds of millions of dollars for universities.
Fine. The universities can keep their doors open. You know, I'm not saying that they can't help them with food and help them with
board.
What kind of social life are you going to have when you go to college? You want to go out and party all the time? What kind of football player are you going to have?
Gary, thank you very much for the call. So, Gilbert, so that's the reason why it took so long to finally get to a point, and I know, Calvin, you wanted to say something. That's why it took so long, Gilbert, to get to a point where these guys could get paid, because people like Gary clearly didn't want them to get paid.
Well, Gary got to understand that the kids that's showing up on campus, they still got holes in their shoes. They still got holes in their drawers. They go on with the same thing they showed up with. Some of these kids ain't got that.
Right.
You see what I'm saying? Gary got to understand that. You know, that just because you made it there, now you're supposed to be no, it don't work that way.
You know, and the fact that he was fortunate enough that his son didn't have to do all those things because he has a business and he could help his son. That's not the rule, is it? That's the exception.
No. Gary got to understand that. I understand he can do that, but some people just can't. And it ain't to the point where they getting this money and they just because they got a new car now, they got new clothes or whatever, that they are a different human being. No, that's still going to make them grow up because now they got responsibility. Now they got a chance to take care of their family. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, Calvin.
Yeah, I just wanted to add a really important point that I think we're talking past is that the university or the NCAA is not paying these kids. It's not happening. It's NIL, name, image, and likeness. Yeah. They can now profit off their likeness, which they were not able to do before. They can get endorsements, sell autographs, that type of thing.
Preach it, Calvin.
Our phone line's open at 844-967-2789. Under the helmet with the Gravedigger. We'll be right back.
Does your financial strategy include your hopes and dreams? What matters most to you? For over 100 years, Thrivent has helped clients like you find financial solutions for life's important goals. Explore a full range of options, from financial advice and investments to insurance, banking, and generosity programs. To have a heart-to-heart about your finances, contact Mandy Roberts, who you may recognize as Mandy Wright. Call her at 715-470-1303. 715-470-1303. Mandy Roberts proudly serves the Central Wisconsin area. For more details, visit thrivent.com/disclosure.
From the kennel to the coop, whatever the season, Fleet Farm has everything to keep your animals happy and healthy. From training your pup to sit season, to mastering those retrieval skills season. From clipping your horse for competition season, to keeping the backyard birds well-fed season. And of course, loving your pets like family season. There's a reason people say, if Fleet Farm doesn't have it, you don't need it. Because we have it all.
Fleet Farm, built for real life.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup.
Yes, that's awesome.
Starting at 6 AM, Up North News, 8 to 10, The Earl Ingram Show. Mondays 8 to 9, Under the Helmet with the Grave Digger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dominic Crute. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show on 540 AM WAUK.
Missed your favorite show? It's easy to find it wherever you listen to podcasts. Apple, Google, or civicmedia.us.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Partly cloudy skies this afternoon with a high of 86. Northerly winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Partly cloudy skies again tonight, 64. Mainly clear tomorrow, highs around 88. Temperatures reach up to 91 Wednesday with a chance for scattered thunderstorms. 95, mainly sunny skies and calm Thursday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Hite. Currently, it's 66 degrees.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dominic Crute on 540 AM WAUK.
New York Times sign, staying alive was no job. Had second hands, moms bounced on old man. So then we moved to Shallon Land. A young dude, rocking the go-to. Low goose, only way I begin to G-York was drug loot. And let's start it like this, son. Rolling with this one and that one. Pulling out gats for fun. But it was just a dream for the team who was a fiend. Started smoking rules at 16.
Matt, Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789 Under the Helmet with the Grave Digger. You know, Gilbert and Calvin were saying before the break, name, image, and likeness deals are what we're talking about. So Archie Manning is a freshman quarterback for the University of Texas with an NIL valuation of $3.8 million per year, making him the highest paid college football player. And so he declined his name, image, and likeness deals until he picked a university. And so he picked Texas, and he enrolled in January. And so he's, you know, $3.8 million.
So if you got that.
His family is rich. And his family is rich.
If I'm saying this right, Calvin, and NIL, no one's losing money. The university is not losing money. The NCAA is not losing money. This is all money from something else. Am I right?
Correct. Yeah. Now they can like go be in a commercial for a local bar or something like that. And they weren't previously allowed to do that.
You know, and there also social media posts. Here's $5,000 per social media post. Caleb Williams is getting $5,000 per social media post. I wonder how much I'm getting.
Zero.
Hey, man, I was waiting for Calvin to respond.
So I can tell, I can say it for Calvin. Zero.
Hey, man. Hey.
But see, also, Earl, it's merchandising in that too. Some of these cats getting cars.
Yeah.
Now I can drive home.
Yeah, I was looking at the quarterback for the Ohio State
Buckeyes. You know what the big thing about it also, Earl, is people get jealous of that.
Yeah, so there are people who are angry that these young people are starting to be compensated. But it's not just football, basketball, the number one person. Well, before you go there, Bronny James, LeBron James' son, is the highest paid of all, and he's getting $5.8 million, and he just started $6.8 million.
Does he need that?
Well, no, I mean, that's like you say.
You know what? You will say no, but he's going to tell you, I want to be my own man.
Yeah.
I want to stand on my own 2 feet, make my own money, show my dad how I can do it.
Well, you know, and then Angel Reese is the highest paid, you know, basketball, female basketball player. Let's go to Mike Crute, man. Hey, man.
Who?
Mike Crute, your buddy. hey, Crute, what's going on, man? You say what?
Good morning, Gilbert. Good morning, Earl. I'm listening to you guys. I'm in Rosendale. I got to be real careful with my speed right now. But my question for Gilbert, for the grave digger, is I used to know some guys that played college basketball that claimed they were getting cash under the table in their sneakers. Like they'd come back in from practice, there'd be like $300 in their shoe. Well, I'm curious if Gilbert ever knew anybody. Obviously he met some top players playing in the NFL. Was there ever conversations about the schools that were paying under the table? Because some obviously were. I know SMU kind of went out of business for a while.
Hey, Crew, before you go and before Gilbert answers that, what is your take on the players receiving this compensation?
I think it's so rare that someone gets $3.8 million. I mean, the top kid with the biggest name got $3.8
million. Right.
The average kid's lucky if he gets $1,000, $5,000 a year in a pizza deal.
Right.
And, you know, that's really how these things should scope out. But with social media and stuff, all we've done is given them permission to market themselves. They've commercialized themselves, as Gilbert said. That's new money. That's not the college's money. That's marketing dollars that, you know, this day and age, these kids are now allowed to get a piece of.
All right, Creedy. Gilbert, you want to respond quickly?
Well, like he said, man, I don't know. Because I ain't going to have somebody looking after me. But, yeah, it went down that way. You know what I'm saying?
They needed money.
Some guys were fortunate to do that. Some guys were promised things if they come there. So, yeah, I mean, yeah, it was under the table.
Let's go quickly to CJ. CJ, you say what?
Good morning, gentlemen. Thank you, Gilbert. And, you know, thank you, Earl. I think it's going to ruin sports. I've lost interest the way the money and the school is going to pay dearly for this. The cost of education is skyrocketing. It's going
to continue. Were you listening to the conversation,
I think,
CJ?
It should be required for these athletes to get a degree. And so the money is one thing, but they're there to get an education. And if they don't get the education, like you spoke of, 1% to 2% get to go on to the NFL. Oh,
okay, CJ, we'll have more time. Thank you. Gilbert, you want to respond quickly?
Mr. CJ just don't understand. It's to the point where, you know, these kids are staying in school now because they got money now. They're not running from the education now. They're staying in for the education now because now they can do things. That's how it is, man. People don't understand. They think they're getting the money and they just bolting and doing all. No, they're staying in school now because now they're getting paid for their services.
And we'll see, Gilbert, and that's, you just said, getting paid for their services. Again, Gary and CJ are prime examples of why it took so long, Gilbert, for this to come into fruition, because people thought that the college degree was sufficient for what these guys put in.
Yeah. I wish Gary and CJ could see it a different way. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, some people got to go through it before they see it.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Just watching TV and listening ain't the thing. You got to go through it. Then you would understand that half of the kids that are doing this they have nothing. Nothing.
Gilbert, I wish we had more time, man.
That was a good topic, girl.
Yeah.
Good topic.
You know, it always flies, man, as we move closer to football season. Under the helmet, the grave digger is going to wrap up. So tell somebody about us. We got to go. See you on the other side, my friend.
Later, Calvin.
All right.
Love you, bro.
All right. Likewise. We'll be right back.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup.
Yes, that's awesome.
Starting at 6 AM, Up North News, 8 to 10, The Earl Ingram Show. Mondays, 8 to 9, Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crute. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show on 540 AM WAUK.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Wisconsin's home for daily conversations about the state's latest headlines and stories. Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. You're listening to The Shaw.
WAUK 540 AM Jackson. W266 DR Waukesha.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.